BMW presents Hypnopolis, Episode 4, Disorder.
They switched vehicles on us more than once, and for the final stretch, they put hoods over our faces. I tried to guess where we were, somewhere remote, obviously, but they weren't giving anything away. The kid, Leon, was as scared as I was. That made me realize he was exactly what he seemed to be, a teenage keyboard jockey, in way over his head. Looking back, I think it was starting to dawn on him that there was more to the REM group than he had signed up for.
It's them.
Maybe. Keep him covered anyway.
What's happening? Another exchange?
Don't worry. We're almost there.
Hope Riser.
Huh. Nice car you've got, by the sound of it. Old school.
Maybe.
Yeah. They had these back in my day. Why haven't you traded it in for something new? Harder to track, I guess.
Maybe.
Talkative, aren't you? Thanks.
Don't mention it. Leon Scopes?
Yeah, I'm Leon.
Good work, comrade. Welcome to the cause.
Thank you.
What now?
Now? You get your wish, Riser. We're taking you to our leader.
Where do you think we are?
I don't know. Wales or Scotland, maybe?
Quiet. You'll have all the answers you need soon enough.
Was that intentionally menacing, or did it just come out that way?
Open the door!
What is this place?
The end of the line.
Our escorts were not giving anything away. But to me, their base looked like a decommissioned nuclear bunker. Turns out it was.
Okay, through here.
Hope Riser. Welcome. And young Leon, good morning. You've done exceptionally well in bringing her here in one piece.
Thank you.
I'll take it from here, Brandt. You may leave us.
Ma'am.
Okay, so you know our names. But who are you? Where are we, and what are we doing here?
Asked most succinctly, Miss Riser. I'm glad your time in penal stasis hasn't made you any less the journalist. This is an unregistered data center in the Snowdonia Mountains, and my name is Voss. Greta Voss. Although, once upon a time, I believe you knew me as Oberon.
Pleased to meet you.
Oh, the problems you've caused me back in the day, Miss Riser. And you're still causing them now, and you haven't even been awake a full week.
Is that why you had me picked up?
You're here because we share a common enemy.
Is that right?
It is. Unfortunately, your ongoing curiosity about me has jeopardized my plans against them. But before we get to that, I must dispel some of your illusions about me. I did not have your fiancé killed, Miss Riser. Milton Godley did.
Godley? Why should I believe you?
Leon.
Yes, ma'am?
What I'm about to say will be news to you. Ancient history to me. And still a recent trauma to Miss Risa here. Come with me. Both of you. Thirty-something years ago, the brightest minds at Imperius Corporation, Milton Godley and the late Paul Jobson among them, were gifted with a vision of the future of humanity. The world back then was, quite frankly, going down the toilet, and they reasoned it was all due to the stupidity, greed, and short-termism of our leaders. Their solution? To design an artificially intelligent system that would guide human decision-making in a more humane direction than the humans were. The system.
Yes, ma'am.
Calm down, Leon. No one likes a suck-up.
What isn't so widely known is that the system's AI was designed to be countermanded in the event of it turning against humanity. A failsafe, if you will.
Sensible move.
Yes. But something those naughty boys at Imperius didn't tell all those eager governments was that this failsafe could be used to subvert its decision-making autonomy. In short, the system could be manipulated. And for the last 30 years, it has been.
Whoa.
Wow.
How far do these caves go?
I'm not entirely sure. I call it the Grail Chamber. Legend has it that King Arthur and his knights lie sleeping under these mountains, waiting for the call to rise and defend their people. In our own small way, we've been preparing to do the same thing. This utopia we are all so proud of is an illusion, a lie. The secret at the heart of our perfect society is that it's been rigged by the very company that created it. The nations of the world believe this new upgrade of the system will finally bring us all together. But what it really means is that every nation on Earth will surrender the last of its self-governance to Milton Godley. He'll control everything.
What can you do?
We have 3 days until the system upgrades, after which time, Godley will have made over mankind in his own image. But it's enough time to stop him.
How?
With these.
Is that a skip drive?
Yes. I call it the Holy Grail. Our great project here has been to develop a software patch that will forever remove Godley's ability to manipulate the system's failsafe.
Giving the system full autonomy.
Precisely. Plug this skip drive into the system's server core, and within an hour, its entire global grid will be out of Godley's hands forever.
I thought that was against everything you stood for.
We've spent a long time misunderstanding each other, Hope Riser. Without Godley's influence, the system might just become everything that Paul Jobson hoped it would be.
Okay. So that's the Grail? What's that?
The Holy Lance. Our plan is for a small team to fly to Arcadia City and sabotage the upgrade of Imperius HQ. Once the software patch has overridden the failsafe, Imperius will still have a small window of time to shut down the global relays. To prevent them, we'll destroy the local terminal block with this. An explosively pumped flux compression generator.
An EMP bomb?
Correct. Then, in the confusion, our team will have the time they need to disperse.
And you're just going to walk an electromagnetic pulse weapon through customs?
The component parts would be shipped separately, and they should prove innocuous enough. This isn't our first time out, Riser. But time is against us.
You've got more than time against you. Gottlieb's got to be expecting something like this.
Of course he is, which is why I'm telling you. We want your help, Riser.
You've got to be kidding.
I don't mean we want you to take part in the operation. I want you to tell our story to the world. Make it known why we did this.
Look. Unless you can prove otherwise, the world thinks I'm a killer. They won't listen to me. The only reason I was released a week early was to avoid a media feeding frenzy. I'm a...
What?
They released me a week early.
Yeah? So what?
Oh no, boss. I think we're in trouble.
What is it?
It's the one thing Godly didn't know. And it's the only thing I wanted to know. Where to find you. Well?
Nothing yet. Keep looking. It'll be very small. Found it. She's been chipped all right. Left forearm, a subcutaneous long-range emitter. Must have been implanted during stasis. Oh, we should have scanned them when they arrived. It's not your fault. Besides, it would already have been too late.
Isn't there a way to cut it out?
Oh, geez, Leon!
Relax. I should be able to fry it. One sec.
Well?
It's cooked. Neutralized.
There you go, Hope. No cutting.
Yeah, great, Leon. Thanks.
Even so, we are no longer safe here.
This must be it. I'm Swayed I'm, eh? That's the place, Captain.
Yes, sir.
Then why don't we knock on the door?
Very good, sir. Artillery!
Too late. They're here. Clay, join the others and hold them off. I'll blow the servers and get the package clear.
Yes, ma'am!
Hope, Leon. Come with me.
Where's Voss?
She's doing her part. Now let's do ours.
See that switch on the wall?
Yeah.
Pull it.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Frying the servers and getting our package out of here.
What about the others?
There's an escape tunnel leading to the valley. They know what to do.
Come on.
They've got us pinned down, Mr. Dormer.
We can't afford that, Captain. Every moment's precious.
They're too well defended, sir.
All right. Then send in the grunt.
Get those secondary doors shut.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe that's the best they've got.
Here's hoping. At least we're secure for the moment.
Oh, no!
Remember, conserve your ammo. Aim for the frontal eyepiece and the elbow joints on the gun arms.
Attention. Put your weapons down and surrender.
Open fire!
Has expired.
Oh my God.
Now what the hell is that?
Don't ask.
Fall back! Fall back!
Ah! Friends! Into the tunnels!
Mr. Dormer, sir. They're on the retreat.
Excellent. Sweep the place and round up any survivors.
Yes, sir.
Hurry up, Leon. Come on.
I'm hurrying.
They're almost there.
Halt. Cease. And surrender.
Keep moving.
Get down.
Ah!
you too!
It's no good. Here, take the case.
Where do we go?
2 miles down the track. There's a speed pod in a supply shed. You might just reach it.
What about you?
It's up to you now. Go!
But...
go!
Careful! Watch yourself!
Thanks! I guess we follow the ledge?
I guess so! Come on!
Goodness gracious. What a mess. Dr. Voss, I presume.
Go to hell?
Or maybe Shakespeare would have said, ill met by moonlight, proud Oberon. What's so funny?
It's a misquote, you idiot.
I know it is. But I've been waiting such a long time to say it.
The last of the Resistance have surrendered, and we've rounded them up.
Any sign of Ryza?
No, sir. What should we, do with the prisoners?
What prisoners, Captain? Understand?
Yes, sir.
Good. Then get your men out before this place goes up.
Is anyone following us?
Yeah. No, it doesn't look like it. Can you stand?
Yeah. You saved my life, kid.
You're welcome. Wait. I need to go back and get that case.
Are you serious?
Of course. We're the only ones left.
You're insane. We can't go to Arcadia. We need to get as far away from Milton Godley as we possibly can.
And where is that exactly? Don't you get it? Voss is gone. The Rapid Eye Movement is buried somewhere under that mountain. It's just me and you now. Listen, she stayed behind to give us a chance to stop this.
And you really think we can, the two of us?
We've got to, and you know it. Hope, at some point, you're just gonna have to start living up to your name.
How old are you exactly?
I'm 19.
19? Wow. Well, you just told me, didn't you, Leon Scopes? Okay. Then we better go and get that case, hadn't we?
Reports are coming in of an armed siege in the Snowdonia region of northwestern Wales this morning between government forces and suspected members of the terrorist organization, the Rapid Eye Movement. While details are still currently unclear, it is understood that the fighting has now come to an end.
Mr. Dormer for you on the secure channel, sir.
Put him through. Dormer, I believe a commendation is in order. Well done.
Thank you, sir. Unfortunately, however, it's possible that Ryza got away.
No matter. She's merely one displaced woman. And with the entire world looking for her, she won't get far. Join me here. With the last pocket of resistance stamped out, It's time for us to change the world.